It is KZSU Stanford. It's Monday, and it's time once again for another edition of the Lunch Special. Welcome to another edition of the Lunch Special here on KZSU. It's another Monday, so it is. And today, from the library department, I guess that's what we're going to call, we're going to find out, Patricia Carbajales. Welcome to KZSU, Patricia.
Thank you very much, Bern.
Did I say your last name right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, thank you. Now, you work in the libraries here on campus. Is that a department?
So I work, I'm based at the School of Earth Sciences, Branner Library, okay. But actually I serve everybody on campus from any department.
And you do have a very unique position there that I do want to get into, but this music tends to try to be all, more about the music than, but we're going to find out about you for sure. Just briefly introduce yourself. Where are you from? And,
okay, so I'm originally from Spain, which you might tell a little bit from the accent. I just came back, so my accent gets a little bit
stronger when
I come back from home. And I've been here for 8 years already.
8 years?
8 years,
Did
yes.
you plan it? Did you plan
no.
it that way?
No, I was originally coming for my master's for 1 year, and then I told my parents I was going to 1 year and I'll go back, and then I say, well, another year and then I'll go back, and it has been 8 years already.
Wow. Of course, there's a lot of swing dancing to do out here too, isn't there?
Yeah.
And you play a big role in that, dancing on campus. We're going to get into all that, but we got to play some music first, because you brought some great music. First of all, let's talk about that first track. We were talking about that off mic. You brought Van Morrison in.
Yeah.
Now you're not that old. How do you know about Van Morrison?
I feel like it's an acquired taste.
Mm-hmm.
Every year I discover a new song and I say, is that really Van Morrison? And now I have like 20 songs that I really like from him. And that's very rare for me to like so many songs of an artist.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that it just kind of his voice is like very unique and his style is very, like we were talking, very flowy. And it just makes me happy every time I hear his songs.
How did you discover Van Morrison? I assume you discovered Van Morrison in Spain?
Yes,
when
I did.
When you were growing up?
Yeah, it was just one of those things that I was really into music when I was a child. And then when I was 13 or so, I just went to this radio show. Like, I just calling and answer some questions. And my first CD ever that I got was a Van Morrison CD.
Wow. That's great. So that kind of helped you just fall in love with Van Morrison's music, huh?
Yeah, but it keeps growing every year because I discover new songs.
That's great. He does have a large body of work.
He does.
Definitely. He's a prolific cat.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on now. You got. We're going to play two in a row now of some very special artists. Why don't you set this up? Who are we going to play the songs by and what are they?
So one is Baby's Call Outside by Ella Fitzgerald, and the other one is In Love, A Kick in the Head with Dan Martin. I love swing dancing. It's a very happy music.
Mm-hmm.
Even in Spain, I was teaching my boyfriend, my mom, like to know how to dance swing dance because it's very uplifting songs, and they're just very important to me. I always like to have this kind of music.
We're gonna have to find out how you got into swing dancing too. But you said Ella Fitzgerald doing "Baby, It's Cold Outside."
Yes.
That's got to be a duet, right?
Yeah, with Louis Jordan.
Oh, yeah, my favorite.
Nice.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you
so
drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hand. They're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to break
now.
The spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if
sir.
I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
That's the sense of hurting my pride.
I really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out, baby.
Ah, but it's cold outside. I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been
how lucky that you
so
dropped in.
So nice and warm.
Look out that window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
gosh,
vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I got to get home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been great.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
There's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and
I really can't stay.
Get over that old doubt.
Ah, but it's cold outside.
Where could you be going when the wind is blowing and it's cold outside?
Baby, it's cold outside.
Settle down. Anybody wants to go to the toilet, go ahead now. All right, let him have it.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just to be, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's out of king size bed. I couldn't feel any better, or I'd be sick. Tell me quick, oh, ain't love a kick? Tell me quick, ain't love a kick?
All right, some swing for your Monday afternoon listening pleasure. Here with from one of the libraries here on campus, Patricia Carbajales. Did I say it right?
Yes.
Great. And you're definitely into swinging music, aren't you?
Yeah.
That was Dean Martin.
Yes.
Kick in the head.
Yeah, I also like the two songs because they are always this game between men and women, and it just becomes like a fun game of
the interplay.
Yeah.
Battle of the sexes. we do want to continue with this music, but while we're on the subject of swing, how did you're an avid swing dancer?
Oh, I just danced socially for like 7 years, swing and salsa. That's
pretty serious. Now, how did you get into that?
I love dancing.
And then you're also on the board of the Stanford Ballroom Team.
Yes.
What is the Stanford Ballroom Team?
So that's just a club that we have at Stanford. It's mainly for students, and so it's to promote ballroom dancing. So students have a lot of possibilities, like free classes, free workshops with like people from Dancing with the Stars, like really big professionals in the ballroom world, free competition that they can do. So there's a lot of opportunities for the students at Stanford to get into ballroom and to do something more than just dancing. But if you also like competition and like to take things a little more seriously than just socially, it allows you to go that extra mile and really look gorgeous with those gowns and those beautiful dresses.
Listen, you sound like one of those judges, man. there must be a web address for the ballroom team, huh?
Yes.
What is it?
It's sbdt.com. sbdt.org, sorry.
S-B-D-T?
Yeah.
Stanford?
For Ballroom Dance Team.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just .com and right there?
.org, yes.
And I guess people can sign up for stuff?
Yeah, we're starting classes next week.
Oh, great.
Yeah, okay, and so they're free for any student outside of Stanford. You will have to pay quite a lot of money to get into.
Wow.
So I will take advantage of that opportunity. You have from waltz to salsa to cha-cha to foxtrot. So you have a big variety that you can just try and see which one fits your style.
Do you teach?
Oh, no.
No. Okay, now, what do we got coming up next, Patricia?
Okay, so apart from swing and ballroom, I've done a lot of salsa dancing. I'm from Spain, and that just sometimes goes natural.
Is salsa big in Spain?
Yeah, it's kind of big.
Because did it come from that part of the world?
No.
It came from South America, right?
Yes, exactly.
But I guess it bounced back. They like salsa in Spain.
Yeah. It's not like mainstream, but still there's quite a bit people that will really like to enjoy salsa music. Mm-hmm. But I really got into it more when I came here because I was in Southern California. And
oh, God, I bet it's big down there, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. So the next song is by the Orishas. So it's a new style of salsa. It's not your traditional kind of loud and very fast salsa. It's very kind of more like slower rhythm, more sensual. And it's a lot of fun. Mixed a little bit with hip-hop style.
Oh, just really?
It's a very unique kind of style. And it's my favorite salsa song.
Is that acceptable in salsa to have a little hip-hop in it?
Well, it's just, you know, in certain groups, younger groups are more attentive to it. But
sure.
I hope it just catches them because it's a lot of fun.
Let's check it out.
Okay.
Feel your innocence slipping to the night, baby, all on I can hear her heartbeat from a thousand miles. Yeah, the heavens open every time she smiles. And when I come to her, that's where I belong. Yet I run into her like a river song. She gave me love, love, she gave me love, 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 crazy love. She got a fine sense of humor when I'm feeling low down. Yeah, when I come to her when the sun goes down. Take away my trouble, take away my grief. Take away my heartache. In a night like a thief, she gave me love, 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 love. She gave me love, 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 crazy love. Yeah, I need her in the daytime. Yeah, I need her. And I want to throw my arms around her.
I need her.
And kiss and hug her tight. Yeah, when I'm returning from so far away, she gave me some sweet loving, brighten up my day. Yeah, and it make me righteous. Yeah, it made me whole. Yet it make me mellow down into my soul. She gave me love, 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 crazy love. She gave me love, 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 crazy love. She gave me love, 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 crazy love. She gave me love, 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 crazy.
Some more Van Morrison for your listening pleasure this afternoon, brought to you by Patricia Carvajales. And let's get into this now a little bit. You were born in Spain, and you said a little town up north or down south?
North.
North, and how do you pronounce it?
Galicia.
Galicia.
It's not a lisp. It's just the way we talk.
Was it a rural town, or was it...
Yeah, it's just a middle-sized town. There's the north part of Spain, Galicia, is very rural and agricultural, lots of forests, too. So very different from your typical image that you will have of Spain.
Did you grow up on a farm?
No. No, but I, you know, grew up with chickens around and
really?
Little ducks. Yeah.
Do you miss that that part of life?
Yeah, I miss a little bit of that. But I'm pretty happy here, so.
That's yeah, you seem good. Like it.
Yeah.
You stuck. You only came here for a year, and it's 8 years ago, right?
Yeah.
And so then you went to college in Madrid at the Polytechnic, and you studied engineering.
Yes.
What were you planning on being?
I was hoping to work for the Forest Service and help with fires
in Spain.
Yeah, we had a big problem when I was the year I came here. We have like around 1,400 fires just in Galicia, and I was
really?
Like, there's something we need to do about this.
What? Did they ever find out why?
Yeah, most of them were
set? Arson.
Yeah, they were set.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of interest there.
They have spoken a lot about the global warming thing, drying out the forests throughout the world, though. Is that a problem in Spain, too, where the forests are drying out?
Yeah, definitely. It's more noticeable in the south. But, it's, you know, it's coming up all the way to
Russia had that problem, too. They had a massive forest fire a couple of years ago.
Yeah, Australia and Russia.
So then what you did was you got out of college there, and then did you come straight to the United States?
Yes.
So you came straight to the University of Redlands.
Yes.
That's down south, to get your master's in map making?
Yes. It's called GIS. It stands for Geographic Information Systems. So I was just, when I was doing my engineering degree, every time we need to make a change to a map, I have to redraw it to change.
You were drawing these maps by hand.
Yes. And then I discovered this technology that it allows you to do it all digital, any change, any printout. It just is a matter of seconds instead of hours. And I was like, this could be really something. I think it's worthwhile to explore it a little bit more. What is the place in the world? It's like the U.S., of course. So,
how did you discover the technology? So there you were in map making school, drawing these maps. Mm-hmm. So your teacher didn't even know about the technology.
No, it was like additional courses outside of class.
Okay,
that, you know, this was, and this makes me feel old, but this is in 1998, so it was a while ago.
You're not old.
Yeah, but you know, I just saw my dad was at the time doing architectural drawing, and I saw what happened with making maps by hand, like, you know, the drawings by hand. This software called AutoCAD came in, and they will do all the drawings of any building in the computer. Mm-hmm. And I thought, this could be probably happening, you know, with any engineering kind of project, and it just took over much more than that. So it's used in political science, economic, history, anybody, everything has happened somewhere. And the moment you have it digital, then you can do analysis and display in a matter of seconds instead of hours or days or weeks.
So it just revolutionized map making, huh?
Yeah.
And you, and you were, you've kind of probably been on the forefront of that.
I've tried to be, like, I saw what happened with the architectural side, and I thought the engineering side will catch up on it, and it did, but it just expanded much more than that. So right now the humanities are exploding here at Stanford with the spatial analysis.
Wow. Very interesting. We're talking to Patricia Carbajales. She's from Spain, but she lives here now, and no telling, you might just end up staying here. Huh? Mm-hmm. That's
it
good.
Looks that way.
That's good. That's a good thing. Good for all of us. Speak about your role here at Stanford. Mm-hmm. You work in, so you work in one of the libraries?
Yeah, I work in, I'm based on Brunner Library. That's part of the School of Earth Sciences, but I serve anybody on campus. So any student, staff, or faculty can come to me, and we help them with instructions. So if they need to learn about the software or the applications, if they need help with their projects, or they need to find data from any school, I got, you know, postdocs from the School of Medicine to civil, environmental engineering, political science. Anybody on campus can get help with instruction, with consulting services on one-on-one, or finding data.
How do they find you?
To tell you the truth, like, the best outreach that we always do is this workshop. So I've conducted over 100 workshops in a year and a half.
Really? Now, do you go to them or do they come to you?
They come to me.
So you hold a workshop at the library?
Yeah.
And they'll hear about it and come and
Yeah, so I usually just happens like every week I will get 5 to 7 people that just heard from somebody else, or they have a colleague in their department, and they just come and say, I would like to learn about GIS. I need to make a map for this project, or I need to make this analysis. And so it's just mainly by request. And we also do class support. So the classes that use this technology, with my workshops, I take care of the program itself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how does it work? So the students come familiar with the program, and so the professor can focus more on the applications. So I take that burden out of the class, and then the professors will go and, like, focus more on, like, how do we use GIS for emergency management systems, or to study, you know, the changes in borders, in country borders during World War II, or things like that.
Wow. Has anybody mapped out Stanford? I'm sure they have.
Yes. Yes, in 3D, if you go to Google Maps, you can see even, like, the buildings on 3D. It's
really?
Really nice. There's
Now that's a whole other thing, too. Google Maps. Mm-hmm. Now, where did they fit into this equation?
So basically,
they didn't invent it, did they?
No. They just definitely have. They saw the potential of, you know, of map technology and, like, the applications that you can do. So the main two workshops that we have right now, one is with proprietary software that is called ArcGIS, mm-hmm. and allows you for very deep analysis. So for, like, scientific research, we go with that one. But the other one we use is with Google Earth, and I'm one of the authorized trainers for Google Earth.
Really?
Because a lot of times you just need to display things. You just need to make real simple applications, but that are visually appealing and they can be integrated into a project. So I have the two versions to offer to any faculty or student on campus. You know, you get the more complex advanced for analysis that is ArcGIS, and then you get, you know, the one that is simpler, easier to use, not for analysis, but for display. It's Google Earth.
Now, on the Google side, did you have to go to Google to get certified? Or?
So, no, what I did is, like, they have this session called Train the Trainer, and mm-hmm. it happens in South Salido every year. So I went to their training last year. And it happens in February, so if anybody is interested, maybe we can give out my email address and they can contact me.
No, please do. And do it now, and then we'll do it later on the show, too. What is your email address?
It's Carvajales, so it's Carvajales at stanford.edu.
Okay.
And they have this Train the Trainer where if you think you can... you would like to train people in your department, you can go to, they will invite you to that session, and it's free for 2 days. At Google. Mm-hmm. And they will, then you can become an official trainer. So it's basically open for everybody. They're trying to fit with nonprofit organizations.
Sounds great. So the future of map making is looking real good, huh?
It's not bad at all. We've been counting how many workshops, and we probably have trained around 380 people on campus.
Wow.
Over a year and a half. So people are really into, and we have right now a waiting list of 15 people who want to do the next training session. So it is, you know, it's used for anything like emergency management. So like I told you before, in Haiti, like I was volunteered to map where the houses were destroyed, and you need that information in a matter of hours. So remotely, I was able to see pictures, you know, satellite imagery of the roofs before and after the earthquake, and I could, like, tell immediately the emergency services where they needed to go instead of then sweeping the whole area outside of Port-au-Prince. So it can be very, very critical.
Mm-hmm. Now, that was a volunteer thing for you. Now, did somebody contact you and ask you for your help, or how'd you find out about that?
Yeah, so there are different organizations like GIS Corps. I know it sounds funny, but like it is also important. So a lot of times you will have to go on the site. So for Katrina, for example, they had some positions, but for me, what works most of, you know, best is like I can volunteer remotely. So I work all weekend. And it's usually free. You don't get paid, but it just feels really good.
Sure. And you helped them out in Haiti. We were talking off mic how you were outside of Port-au-Prince, mm-hmm. and they just cut the country up into grids, and each researcher would, or who, each person would check their grids, mm-hmm. and find out what was broken and what wasn't.
Yeah.
And that had to be vital information for them, huh?
Yeah, because their focus was on Port-au-Prince, which is like the most dense populated area. Mm-hmm. But all these rural areas outside of Port-au-Prince that had been hit, they didn't have the resources, so they needed to be very selective. So they needed us remotely to say, you know, out of this 200 acres, go to this corner. There's one building there that has been destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And so you will have people from, you know, around the world just helping them out with that.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It feels very good. It felt like at least I was doing something, not just watching sad news all day.
Yeah. Patricia Carbajales from the, what's the name of the library that you're at?
Brenner Earth Sciences.
Brenner Earth Sciences Library is with us. And why don't we play some more music now? Set this next one up. Well, we're ready to go there. Who are we going to play?
We're going to be playing Mana. They're based in Mexico, and they have this very nice cha-cha called Bendita Duluth.
No music from Spain today, huh?
They're not my favorite. My mom heard.
Yeah, I know. Careful, your mom might be listening.
Bendito el lugar. Y el motivo de estar ahí, bendita la coincidencia. Bendito el reloj que nos puso puntual ahí. Bendita sea tu presencia.
Some music from Mexico for your listening pleasure with our guest Patricia Carbajales from Spain. And we're not supposed to mention it, but we do have the Google map here. You're a map maker, and you really appreciate this, Patricia.
Yes, I do.
We have somebody in Lambesc, and we have somebody in somewhere else. It doesn't look like Spain's represented today, though.
Yeah.
But so your mom's not listening?
No, not right now, probably.
But, well, she'll get the link, and she'll get to hear the show later. You want to give her a little shout-out?
Okay. Mama, muchos saludos desde aquí, desde Estados Unidos. Un beso.
All right.
Very
cool. Who was that, and why'd you play it?
Mana? So they are just, you know, there's something about...
they're real smooth.
Latin music. It's very...
sensual.
Very romantic.
Yeah.
Here, will in the States, will be called cheesy. For us, it's just our natural way of expressing. And so they just have this Bendita Duluth is this very tender, like, bless your light that you bring into me. So it's just very sweet, happy, and it's part, it defines me, you know. Even I've been here for many years, I loved all the music from the States. There's still that part of me that really appreciates that kind of music.
That's great. And you're still finding new Van Morrison songs, too, that you didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
So continuing on now, what do we got up next for the folks?
So Van Morrison and Ray LaMontagne are my favorite artists of all time, I think. So this is a Ray LaMontagne song. It was hard to choose between Trouble and You're the Best Thing, but here it goes with You Are the Best Thing.
It's been a long day, baby. Things ain't been going my way, and though I need you here to clear my mind all the time. And baby, the way you move me, it's crazy. It's like you see right through me and make it easier to please me. You don't even have to try. Oh, because you are the best thing. You are the best thing. You are the best thing. That you believe me when I say this love will never fade away. Oh, because you are the best thing. You are the best thing. You are the best thing. Ever. Like the strength to walk on out the door. Our hearts are strong and our hearts are kind. Let me tell you just exactly what is on my mind. You are the best thing. You are the best thing. You are.
Soul music from Ray LaMontagne right here on KZSU. And Patricia, we got a couple of minutes. We're down to your last two songs. How did coming to Stanford change your life?
Well, it just, you know, I came here to Stanford because of my job. And I have to say, It has been quite amazing experience. It was I was a little intimidated, like I think a lot of people that come, you know, from other universities and suddenly come to Stanford. And I found that the people in the libraries, there's an amazing team of very friendly people that really help each other. I'm here today because of Hannah Winkler, which is our Earth Sciences librarian, and she just put a good word for me. And but it just happens all the time. So if somebody needs GIS help, you can go to any library and they will direct you to me. Or if, you know, if you need help with statistical software or census data, I can tell you the person, you know, on Green Library in the social center that will help you with that. So it's a very comfortable place to work with an amazing team of people.
So that's how it changed your life.
It really did.
You got introduced to that world of...
Yeah, it is very challenging because, you know, you need to be on top of things and
sure.
anything new that is coming. But at the same time, it is great to have that great support of...
Very rewarding.
Exactly. And I really like how we all work together. I love my job. I mean, the moment I saw the description was like, my job is to help people. And people are thankful to me and say thank you for doing my job. I cannot think of anything better.
So break that down a little bit. You got your master's at University of Redlands down south.
Yes.
In Southern California in map making, and then you went looking for a job. You just were looking for what was out there, and this just fell in your lap.
Oh no! So when I got out, when I finished my master's, my first job was in consulting company. So remember, I wanted to do forest fires.
Mm-hmm.
I got my first job in water. Not fire, but water. It was in water resources, a consulting company. And then from that, I stayed there for 3.5 years. And then my second job was at the University of California in Santa Barbara.
Hmm.
And I was with the planning department. And then after that, I got the job at Stanford. So it's great that I have this variety because I get doctors coming with questions about, like, you know, geocoding hospital and patients' addresses and epidemiology questions. And then I get students from biology. I just had a class last quarter, my first class here at Stanford. And
you mean your first class that you taught?
That I taught. It was just a coincidence. But the project that came out of it was like, one of them was like, are there white sharks in Oregon and see the patterns and the spatial patterns? Another one was UFO sightings in the U.S. in the States, are they related to military bases or no? Or,
wow.
You know, weather balloons and things like that. Another one was like, where can we put a wind farm in the States? You know,
interesting.
Just, you know,
have you mapped Area 51 yet?
Oh, well, that was just a big polygon there that is all like empty. But it's there.
That's great. Finding out more and more about Patricia Carbajalis. And you can get her at your email again is?
carbajalis@stanford.edu.
So your last name and then at stanford.edu.
Exactly.
Okay, let's play a little more music before we go out.
Thank you. side, baby. You know me better than that. Think I'll leave you down when you're down on your knees. I wouldn't do that.
Sade for Monday afternoon. Here, finishing up this hour with Patricia Carbajales from the, the library. I forgot the name of it again. I should have written it down.
Brenner Earth Sciences.
Yeah, the Brenner Earth Sciences. And you've given all the shout-outs you needed to, right?
Yeah. Well, I, you know, first
is there any more? Any shout-outs you didn't remember yet? Or?
No, I really want to thank you and Kathy for this opportunity.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for your time.
No.
I mean, you got to be busy.
No, it is great to be here and do something different than just running around campus trying to get everybody. Mm-hmm.
Do you get out from the library very much? Do you end up going out on campus?
Yeah.
So you don't have to spend all your time in like this, you know, a lot of people think of library work as just, you know,
yeah, I know,
stuck in a stuffy room.
Yeah, no, because we do so many workshops and then we do consultations, so I spend 1 and 1 hour. Sometimes people cannot come to the library, so we'll go to their department.
Mm-hmm.
And we also do a lot of collaboration and class support. So, you know, tomorrow we're talking to one of the classes offering our services in political science and anthropology. So
we want to let everybody know that all the links for Patricia's email and website and for the dance will all go up on our posting at Radio for All. You can go to Radio for All, KZSU, or Lunch Special, and it all should be up there by tomorrow. We want to thank Blue for that work that she does. And what's coming up on the dance scene now? You said classes start next week?
Classes start next week. We also have opportunities for competitions in Berkeley. The Berkeley competition is in March, so people can start partnering with newcomers.
Is that at Cal?
Yeah, that's at Cal, and it's very, very exciting. So
So it's Stanford against Cal?
It's Stanford participates. Cal puts it together.
Wow.
Yeah. And it is great. I mean, you will think everybody's, you know, very polite in ballroom, and they are, but they're still that competition, so it's kind of fun, too.
Very cool. Patricia, I want to thank you so much for your time, and please stay in touch.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It has been great being here.
It's been a ball. What are we going to go out with?
So one of my favorite happy songs by Michael Frante is Be Here. It's called Say Hey, I Love You, and, you know, it just summarizes the spirit that we have been having here today.
Very cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Bulldog Selector.
Yeah.
I seen a lot of joy and I seen a lot of pain, but I don't wanna write a love song for the world. I just wanna write a song about a boy and a girl. Junkies on the corner always calling my name, and the kids on the corner playing ghetto games. When I saw you getting down, girl, I hope it was you. And when I look into your eyes, I knew it was true. I said, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back home around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. But I know one thing, that I love you. Metaphysical man, but I know when the stars are aligned, you can
okay.
Bump into a person in the middle of the road, look into the eyes and you suddenly know. Rocking in the dance hall, moving with you, dancing in the night out in the middle of June. My mama told me don't lose you, 'cause the best luck I had was you. I said, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back from around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. Don't lose you, 'cause the best luck I had was you. And I know one thing, that I love you. I say, hey.